The latest inflation report is out today and confirms what most of us already knew. Every day, life is getting more and more expensive. Consumer prices jumped 8.6% last month compared to the same time last year. Mike Regan has been keeping an eye on those numbers. He's senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Celeste.
So the last time we talked to you about the inflation report, economists predicted that price increases had peaked. So much for that, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, it just really goes to show that economists have really had a hard time reading sort of the tea leaves of the economy since the nation reopened from the COVID lockdowns, partly because it's just such an unusual set of circumstances, like basically nothing else in history. There's no real playbook to turn to try to figure out what's going on. And it's been especially true of inflation. For almost 2 years now, pretty much every inflation report has been higher than economists estimated. So it's clear they're really struggling to sort of wrap their heads around it and predict it accurately still.
And it's the fastest pace of inflation in four decades since December 1981 when I was in elementary school. What is driving this?
Well, it's really in large part energy. Energy was up almost 35% year over year, which obviously anyone who's filled their car's gas tank lately could tell you. And that feeds into so many other components of the consumer price index. For example, probably the easiest one-to-one comparison to see where it gets added in is airfare, because planes require so much jet fuel. Airfare was up 38%, the most since 1980, and delivery services were up about 16%. So even if you exclude energy from the CPI, which some economists do, it's clearly feeding into many other elements of CPI.
Another kind of dismal data point. This week, we saw a drop in household wealth for the first time since the pandemic began. Household debt is up. Stocks are way down. Federal stimulus money dried up. Are we to take these as big warning signs for average people like me?
Well, it was a dip in household net worth in aggregate for the whole country by about $540 billion. That's about 0.4%, so not a huge hit, especially considering how poorly the stock market did do in that first quarter. And the reason that is it was largely offset by these huge gains in home values that we've seen over the same time. But again, stocks are down in this quarter, the second quarter, also by a fairly big amount. There's a good chance we will see yet another decrease in total household net worth for this quarter, which ends at the end of this month. But that said, there was a tremendous increase in household net worth prior to this. So it's coming down from a pretty elevated number.
Okay, Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Celeste.